You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul is about the visual arts. And joining us to help fill in what's happening around town, Omari Rush, Director of External Relations for the Ann Arbor Art Center. Hi, Omari.
Hello, Lisa.
And a special guest, Deb Pollack, Director of Art Train and the Arts Alliance. Hi, Deb.
Hey, Lisa. Hey, Omari.
She is here to tell us about a special film event coming up.
Wanted to share about a project that is benefiting seniors in our community. It's a film that's going to be shown at the Michigan Theater called A New Color, The Art of Being Edith Boone, and it supports a number of senior programs in the Washtenaw County area.
Who's invited and what will it be about?
It's a community event. Mm-hmm. And it's going to support the Housing Bureau for Seniors, the Silver Maple Memory Club, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, the Turner Senior Wellness Program, and the Ann Arbor Meals on Wheels. And the film is actually a story about an artist from the San Francisco area, an African-American woman named Edith Boone, who is a muralist, an artist, and an activist. And it tells the story of her life, and then also how she works with communities and others to create murals that are tell history, they're reflective, and they help their communities heal in some cases. So it's really a compelling story. And so this is happening on May 25th at the Michigan Theater, and as I said, it's a fundraiser.
The last time that I was at the Turner Senior Wellness Program Center was actually, I think it was the Royal Shakespeare Company. They were doing a program with seniors that was about getting them moving, kind of getting them active in ways that the arts are uniquely positioned to be able to do. And so that certainly makes this film fascinating, this idea that mural arts and one's own art making can really move forward your own mind, body, soul, as well as a community and neighborhood.
Yes, I think that happens at any age to be involved with the arts in many ways, whether it's visual arts, performing arts, or movement, and so many other art forms, film, etc. The interesting thing about Edith's work in this film is that she does work with people of all ages, and in the work with the seniors, you know, it's an opportunity to, in some cases, rediscover creativity within yourself, or other times find creativity that you may never have explored before. And there's an awful lot of work being done in art therapy these days for people of all ages, and using the arts to help people get in touch with themselves deeply, but also to express their experiences, in some cases things that worry them and otherwise. So
one of the other folks that's going to be featured at this event is going to be Lynn Settles.
Yes. Yeah, so Edith, as I said, is a muralist, and Lynn is doing a lot of work here in Ypsilanti in regards to creating murals with her students at the Ypsilanti High School, the Ypsilanti Community Schools High School. And she's been working with students and telling the story of African Americans in Ypsilanti, and she's done a number of murals and working on more. So it's exciting that Lynn and her students will be present. We're excited that Edith and the filmmaker Mo Morris, and I believe this is her first documentary film. She's worked on a lot of other videos, but they will be with us by Skype from California after the film screening, and we'll be talking with Lynn and her students and in the audience as well.
One way I've heard this film described is about the power of art to create change.
So I think maybe starting out with Edith's personal journey, mm-hmm. She was raised in New York, and she lived in an area that was difficult, and people didn't care about the properties that they were living in and the sidewalks that they were walking on. She, as a pretty young person, didn't really know what to do. And she went and she asked for some help and you know, to try to beautify her community. And she didn't even know what a mural was at that point in time. But she received a bunch of paints and as though they were going to repaint things. But she started telling a story with the paints. And that's where she discovered her interest in murals and learning more about them, but also creating a place where once those facades were painted or the sidewalks were painted, people started to take better care of that community. And so that set her on her lifelong passion for murals and artists.
I'm sitting here with two of the biggest arts leaders in Washtenaw County. So this is intended to evoke an emotional reaction, or what kind of experience should people be expecting to have if they come see this film?
I think, as with any film, it gives you an opportunity to explore and to learn more and to experience something through film that you might not otherwise. But I think we would also hope that it would encourage people to explore that personal creativity for all those health reasons, all those reasons that make us feel better in as we explore and use the arts. And, you know, we're all creative. We make decisions every day that are creative.
Yes. And you think art is healing, Omari?
Oh, yes. No, absolutely. It healed me all throughout my upbringing, playing the clarinet around town. And yeah, no, it's really wonderful. And it's great having folks like Deb in the community doing
things
with...
That's right. Deb and Russ Collins, you're honorary chairs of the event.
We are. We're pleased to do that. I'm really happy to do it because the arts connection, obviously. And of course, it's at the Michigan Theater. So when they asked me to do it, I couldn't help but say, I suppose I should ask Russ if he wants to.
We certainly look forward to seeing you all there May 25 at the Michigan Theater, 6:30 p.m.
All right, Deb Pollack and Omari, we got a few more minutes here to fill in with what else is happening. I know a big weekend coming up for the Westside Art Hop.
Yeah, the annual Westside Art Hop, May 13, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Folks on the west side of Ann Arbor around Liberty Street and 7th Street, you know, artists are opening up their homes, opening up their studios, and allowing folks to walk through neighborhoods and bump into artists in their creative spaces.
You're really literally going into artists' homes.
And oh, then yes.
And studios.
Yeah, you can buy their work.
Yeah, their work will be for sale. Some of it will be in process, and you get to talk to artists about, you know, their approach, their materials, their kind of methods for creating. You know, and it's also probably going to be pretty surprising for people to walk into someone's space and see something very unexpected. WestsideArtHop.com for more information.
Local artists, you have a chance to express yourself at another event?
Certainly at the Ann Arbor Art Center, we are always trying to provide opportunities for people to have opportunities for creative expression and exhibition. And right now we have our text and image exhibition happening. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's work that blends the two, pictures and words. The words change meaning. The words kind of reinterpret a standard image. That'll run through the beginning of June. And with that, we're also just doing a variety of different kinds of events. We're partnering with Literati on a chapbook reading, which chapbooks are these like they're like pamphlety kinds of books that blend words and images, poetry, prose. Folks are going to be do a reading from that. That'll be fun. So there's that at the Art Center, but then outside of the Art Center, this Threads Festival is going to be coming together in late August. The young people who put this together actually just won a prize from the University of Michigan School of Music, their Excel Prize, $10,000 to realize a creative event in town. And they've developed this All Arts Festival and are now in their call for art period. It closes June 1st, so folks have plenty of time to come up with a proposal for what you might like to do at this festival. It's going to be at the Ann Arbor Distilling Company. Any art form, visual arts, performing arts, you name it, they're ready to have you join them. Threadsfestival.com has all the information that you need about submitting. I encourage you to check it out.
So speaking of June 1st and submissions, those that are
well played,
interested
Deb.
In Michigan Council for the Arts deadlines for all the grants that are due is June 1st. If organizations are interested in applying for program support, for operating support, for capital support, arts and education, those are all available.
Lots going on in the visual arts world in our community. Director of External Relations for the Ann Arbor Arts Center, Omari Rush, and Director of Art Train in the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollack. Thanks so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul.
Thank you.